we'd work and train those GPs that we were working with, because we were very much into changing the education of GPs to a specialist, like let's say a surgeon coming along and telling us what he thought we needed to know about something and giving us a lecture, and that was it. So there was a big change that Phil was pushing, and so that we were all part of this, to change the way of learning away from lectures to more small group, problem-based, that kind of thing. So we were teaching the other GPs how you can do problem-based learning instead of just lectures. And then we were teaching them, we were doing role plays and things, how you interact with specialists. So that if you ring up the surgeon and say, look, we're planning to do, or let's say it was an orthopaedic surgeon, something about arthritis, and the orthopaedic surgeon says, oh, I've just been off to a conference and I know the very latest type of hip replacement that you should be doing and what prosthesis you should be using, and our eyes would glaze over and we were there. So, well, actually, that's probably not most what the GPs need to learn about. What they've told us that we'd really like to know about arthritis is this and this. Would you be able to speak about that? So we kind of do these role plays about, and then when the specialists would say, well, it'll take me at least 2 hours, we'd say, I'm sorry, you've only got 15 minutes, and then we want some problems to discuss based on your talk. And so we were changing that whole thing around. And so that was the beginning of changing it from didactic, the specialist knows best, to what is it that GPs really need to know and how do we best learn.